Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atlanta Star 94.1. Jen and friends are getting you in the loop.
Your girl Taylor Swift is going to be on SNL this weekend as a musical guest, and she revealed last night to Fallon what she's going to do.
Yeah, I'm fine with saying.
You can?
I mean, I'll tell. Well, you know, we got to be a little cryptic. Just. Because it's fun, but I'll probably do Lover.
Point at them?
I'll do Lover, but in a way that I haven't performed it before, which. And then I'm gonna do a song that I have never performed before at all, live.
Wow.
That's a scoop. I'll take that scoop.
Some pretty good scoops. You'll definitely hear Lover. And then another one. So that's kind of cool. And then also they surprised Taylor Swift with a video her mom took of her right after LASIK eye surgery. So her mom's trying to give her a banana in this clip, and she is still high on whatever medication she had to take for her surgery.
She found a snack.
It wasn't the one I wanted.
Stop. You can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
And I try to get this
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm going
to
get the other one for you.
But what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, it's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay, I'm fine.
Don't. You don't want to cry. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want to do.
Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
You don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
My mind is alive.
Just revealed the name of her next album.
I think that's so cute. All right, latest vacation trend is called the Momcation. Instagram says that they have over 48,000 posts of hashtag Momcation, where moms are going on solo vacations, taking a break from the family. They say at first you're going to feel really guilty about it, but then you relax and you come back feeling renewed to face the fam.
I take a solo trip and people get mad at me. You need it.
I employ
every adult out there.
That's
every adult. No, it's not everybody. If you are an adult, you need a couple of days to yourself, mom or dad.
Just go recharge. All right, out in theaters this weekend, Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
Before I read the script, Todd,
he's talking about the laugh right here that he does, and he gets like way into this whole reason his laugh is going to be really creepy. Reviews are coming in. Joaquin is perfect, broken, and disturbing.
Before I read the script, Todd should. Me videos of people that have this uncontrollable laughing fits, and one in particular who it looked very painful. His face would get red and he would choke, and so that was the inspiration. And really I just tried to copy them. It was described in the script as something that was almost painful,
and they say his character development is just beautiful, disturbed, and it's a masterpiece. So all the reviews coming in are really, really good.
All right, Braves fall to the Cardinals 7-6 in Game 1 of the postseason. Game 2 today.
So annoying.
It's the best of three. Okay, maybe I'm too positive. Maybe I'm too close to it.
You're right. It's the best of three. It's just we were supposed to win that one.
Should have won it. 100% should have won it. Another opportunity today. And speaking of should have won it, All-Star first baseman Freddie Freeman knows this game is a must win.
We got to face their best tomorrow, so we got our hands full, but we're up for this is the playoffs. Every guy's going to be good, so it's a must win. We got to win this game tomorrow.
Gates open at 2:00, and there's a lot of activity around the Battery, so if you don't have tickets, just come out and grab a cold one and just come root them on with the other Braves fans hanging out in the Battery. We broke a record yesterday. Are we going to do it again today? Will this heat wave ever stop? Our chief meteorologist, my 6-year-old Caroline, has today's forecast.
Today's weather is sunny and 91. Go Dogs, go Braves.
And now you're in the loop.
How much is Instagram going to influence your Halloween costume? Apparently a whole lot, especially if you're a millennial. They say half of millennials have bought a Halloween costume just so that they could post it on social media.
Wow.
They were not planning to go to a party, not trick or treat, just post it online. And when it comes to genders, 37% of men say that they bought a costume specifically for social media, and only 21% of women say the same thing. So guys, you're actually more guilty of this than women are. And they say that a lot of millennials feel a lot of pressure to spend money on Halloween. Because
that's a lot of work for 15 likes. You're putting a lot of effort into this social media.
But what if you get more than that? Then you'd be popular forever.
Like, if my costume's strong, yeah, I'll put it out there. If I'm not proud, nah, I'll save it till next year.
What are you going to be, Mark? A sexy leaf?
Today is also National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos.
So all kinds of really great deals. What do you think is the most popular taco protein? Fish, beef, or chicken?
Beef.
Fish.
You guys are both wrong. It's chicken.
Chicken?
Really?
Yeah, all across ATL and across America as well. So check out your taco deals today. All kinds of good ones are out there. Our friends at Red Pepper Taqueria have a $2 steak taco. Just saying. That's really, really awesome. And finally, Joker out in theaters this weekend. And so everybody's talking about Joaquin Phoenix. People who have seen it already said that he is masterful at being disturbing. Here he is talking about the Joker role.
I mean, I think I always go through a long process with deciding if I'm going to make a movie or not. And I guess it's just like wanting to be sure, or at least as close to sure as possible, that you want to take on the experience. Mm-hmm. I think I just was probably unsure of myself.
He's beautifully awkward. And Joker's going to be number one at the box office, right?
Yeah. Everybody's saying, early reviews say, this is not a comic book superhero movie. This is a look into a deep, dark. Depressed person who becomes the ultimate villain to Batman. So
crazy.
Don't go expecting some DC Marvel Universe type superhero flick.
No, this is going to be a kind of a creep you out film. Yeah. Well,
you know what's not creepy? You know, that's a huge lie. Last night's game was a little creepy the way it ended. 7-6, Braves.
I'm mad. We were supposed to win.
And you got behind, and then in the ninth inning, the Braves lost 7-6 in game one of the NLDS postseason against the Cardinals. Had this close to coming back and winning in the ninth inning, which would have been a glorious way to wrap up the first game of the postseason. But unfortunately, it did not go the Braves' way. Game two today at 4:30, and head coach Brian Snitker knows this is a must-win outing.
You know, we're going to come out and do everything we can to win tomorrow. I know it's a postseason, but again, it's a baseball game. We've been through this a lot. We've lost a lot of tough games and came back and rallied and had good runs, and we're just going to have to do the same tomorrow.
At today's game, I heard a celebrity's going to be there.
Who's that?
You.
Stop.
Y'all
it.
Go see Mark Owens. He's going to be there. He's like all looking professional and big time. I was like looking at the pictures of you at the ballpark yesterday with all those people there. I'm like, you're a pro, man.
It's
I was
fun.
Impressed.
If you come out to a Braves game, I'm your in-game host. I'm the guy with the big fake teeth on the big screen. Been doing it for about 13 seasons now. In the postseason, I fanboy out. If you hear me screaming into the microphone, let's go, this is our time, they said we couldn't do it, but we're here. That is 100% Braves fanboy. I was born and raised a fan, so a lot of fun. Gates open up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is a 4:30 first pitch. Quavo from the Migos throwing out the first pitch.
Cool.
That will be a good time. Hey, coming
up, Mark Owens is there.
And Mark Owens is there.
Go say hi to him.
Is awesome. Fame. But finally, my 6-year-old Caroline, our chief meteorologist, has today's forecast.
Today's weather is sunny and 91. Go Dogs, go Braves.
And now you're in the loop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.